Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. We will be frequently posting sermons from our Sunday services to offer insights and interpretations of Scripture and to help you connect biblical teachings to your daily life and circumstances. You may also watch our entire worship service online on Facebook or YouTube. Today's sermon has references to chapter 16 of Acts. Here is Judy, today's worship assistant, reading Acts 16 verses 16 through 34.
This is an introduction to the first lesson. Those who had enslaved a girl and used her powers to tell fortunes threw Paul and Silas into jail for ordering the spirit to come out of her and consequently ruining their business. In prison, Paul and Silas bring the good news of the gospel to the jailer and his family. A reading from Acts chapter 16. One day, as we were going to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners a great deal of money by fortune-telling. While she followed Paul and us, she would cry out, "These men are slaves of the Most High who proclaim to you a way of salvation." She kept doing this for many days. The spirit, "I order you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her," and it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. When they had brought them before the magistrates, they said, "These men are disturbing our city. They are Jews and are advocating customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to adopt or observe." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates had them stripped of their clothing and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had given them a severe flogging, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was an earthquake so violent that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, since he was supposed to suppose that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." The jailer called for lights, and rushing in, he fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They answered, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." They spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. At the same hour of the night, he took them and washed their wounds. Then he and his entire family were baptized without delay. He brought them up into the house and set food before them. And he and his entire household rejoiced that he had become a believer in God. Word of God, word of life.
And now is today's sermon from our guest preacher, Karn Carroll.
So as I mentioned, I am a guest pastor among you all today, and I know that we don't know each other very well, so you should probably be aware that I get annoyed really easily. I mean, ask my two sons, and they will tell you how annoyed I get with people who drive really slow in the left lane, right? And I am irritated when I'm in line trying to get my coffee at Starbucks and somebody is taking forever to make up their mind. And it really bothers me when my husband puts his dirty cup in the sink instead of the dishwasher. And I get especially angry when someone refuses to take responsibility for their own actions. And I'll admit that sometimes I actually feel kind of bad about this, right? Like, things really do get on my nerves quite easily. And I'm like, oh, a Christian shouldn't be like this. right? I shouldn't be like this. But then I turn to the Bible. The Holy Scriptures, our book of faith, and what do I read? Paul got annoyed. The amazing, the outspoken, the wickedly intelligent, converted disbeliever who spread the good news of Jesus Christ with all sorts of people, that Apostle Paul got annoyed while he was doing God's work. It's no wonder that this story from the book of Acts is actually a favorite of mine. Acts details the very beginning of the church and how it lived into sharing this good news of Jesus Christ following Jesus' resurrection. And today we find Paul and Silas in a town called Philippi trying to meet other people so they have this opportunity to share about Jesus. And Philippi is not that big of a town, so of course they end up crossing paths over and over again with this slave girl who has that spirit of divination. What this meant was that the spirit gave this girl the ability to tell futures. And of course, some men figured that out and started exploiting her so they could make money. Well, whenever this girl would cross paths with Paul and Silas, she would yell out, "These men are slaves of the Most High God. They want to proclaim to you the way of salvation." And now you would think this would be a good thing, really, having attention drawn to them, because this is exactly what Paul and Silas needed. They wanted people to pay attention to this news they wanted to share with them, because they really were slaves of the Most High God. And they were called to proclaim the salvation that has been offered through Jesus Christ. But instead of appreciating the attention that this girl was providing, the girl annoyed the heck out of Paul. Probably in the same way that a toddler can test his parents' patience by asking, "Why? Why? 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 Why?" Right? Or on a road trip when somebody in the car keeps saying, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" So after spending several days in Philippi, this girl shouting at them when she sees them, Paul is irritated enough to turn to that spirit and order it out of the girl in the name of Jesus Christ. And it leaves. Wow. Wow. I mean, how great that this girl is finally relieved of her just really odd sort of power, this spirit that wasn't really her, and was being used to be exploited by men for their gain, not her own. And then double wow, right? That God used a disciple's annoyance to bring about Jesus' grace and mercy in someone's life. Just like God did when something bothered William. 9-year-old William was walking with his grandmother on a very busy street in their neighborhood. They were on their way to go get some ice cream. And as they walked, the grandma warned him that he had to be very careful on that particular road because there was a lot of street racing. And in fact, earlier that day, grandma said, a car actually jumped the curb and almost hit her. Now, she was safe, but knowing that his grandma almost got hurt really bothered William. And in fact, in his own words, William said he wasn't really happy about what had happened. And so he asked his dad, "Well, what could I do? What could I do?" And dad suggested, "Why not visit the city council to plead for their help?" And so young William took his turn speaking at the very next council meeting, bringing the needed attention to an infrastructure that would lead to safer streets. And 6 months later, a new traffic light was up and running. God used that really sort of uncomfortable, unhappy, aggravated feeling within William to accomplish something that benefits an entire community. And then there's Allison. Allison was in fourth grade when a new girl started school. And this new girl was a little different. She didn't always have the nicest clothes, and at times, in fact, she even smelled a little funny. And this meant that the other girls in fourth grade did not invite this new girl to sit with them at lunch. They never asked her to be part of their study teams when they were given an assignment, and they certainly did not choose her to be on their teams during PE. And this really bothered Allison. It really bothered her, especially because Allison knew all of these other girls went to the same church she did. Clearly, they had heard about Jesus' unconditional love, and that as Jesus' followers, they were supposed to share that love with everyone. But it didn't seem to make a difference. Every day, Allison would get more and more irritated with her friends who continued to exclude the new girl until one day she decided to do something about it. And Allison went and she sat with the new girl at lunch. Despite the side glances and the whispers behind her back, Allison kept having lunch with the new girl, and of course, they became friends. But this friendship was not without consequences. For a time, Allison, too, was excluded from birthday parties and sleepovers and all of the things that are really important to fourth grade girls. But she experienced how God could use something that annoyed her to bring about love and grace in the life of someone else. And finally, let me tell you about Arlen. Back in 2009, it irritated Arlen to no end to see the enormous amount of food waste his community had. So Arlen took it upon himself to actually gather up as much of this food that was going to be wasted and deliver it to the local food pantries. Well, it didn't take long for others who were also annoyed about that amount of food waste in their community that grocery stores, restaurants, and other businesses produced. They, too, got involved with him. And today, the organization We Don't Waste is a full operation, specializing in food recovery and offering mobile food markets to redistribute food that would otherwise have been thrown in the garbage. We Don't Waste also partners with other food banks and pantries so that any food products they receive will get quickly into the hands of someone who can use it. God certainly used Arlen's annoyance to feed the hungry, just as Jesus taught. Now, of course, when God uses what aggravates us to bring about some sort of positive change, you never actually know what the ultimate final result will be. So let's go back for a second to the story about Paul in Philippi. After being annoyed and casting the spirit out of the girl, he and Silas end up being flogged, wrongfully imprisoned. And then while they're in jail, they're singing and they're praying, and God shakes the doors open, their shackles come loose, which results in a near suicide attempt of their jailer who thought he had failed at his job. But then because Paul and the other prisoners did not escape, the jailer ends up caring for Paul and Silas's wounds, inviting them into his home, and before you know it, Paul is baptizing this man as an entire family, leading to the formation of the Christian church in Philippi. And it all started taking traction because God used Paul's annoyance to free a young girl from her exploitation. By now, you're probably thinking about the things that annoy you, right? What annoys you these days might actually be a divine nudging to do something. I'm annoyed that there are children in this country, one of the wealthiest countries in the world, that do not have enough food to eat. Is this God telling me that I should get out there and volunteer with a summer lunch program? Maybe. It irritates me that there are elected officials in our country that care more about displaying the Ten Commandments than actually living them. Is this God reminding me to write my legislatures and ask them to do better? And it truly vexes me how many people are seemingly indifferent that innocent people in Gaza, in the Ukraine, are no longer receiving medical supplies and the aid they need. Could this mean that God wants me to continue to preach about Jesus' teachings, that whatever you do to the least among us, that you do unto him? What's the list going through your mind right now? What are those things that really irritate you? And what if we, like Paul, own that aggravation? And we take a deeper look at those things that irritate us and then ask God, pray God would do something with it. Because our Bible tells us that God can use irritating circumstances as an opportunity to set in motion the saving love and grace of Jesus Christ. May this story and the others that are written in the book of Acts, having been passed down through the generations, continue to remind us of Jesus' amazing ability to transform lives through his disciples, through you and me, using all that we have and all that we are, even our annoyance. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for tuning into the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.